Alright folks, welcome back to another episode of Dopamine Detox Challenge. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super important. Creating healthy boundaries with technology. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your phone? Like notifications are running your life instead of the other way around? You know that feeling when you try to put your phone down, but your thumb just keeps reaching for it? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be slaves to our screens. This isn't about going full on Luddite and ditching everything digital, though. Hey, if that works for you, power to ya. It's about finding that sweet spot, a healthy balance where technology enhances our lives instead of controlling them. Think of it like this. Imagine your phone as a really cool but incredibly needy friend. You love hanging out sometimes, but too much time together can leave you feeling drained and exhausted. Creating boundaries is all about saying, "Hey buddy, I appreciate you, but I need some space to recharge too." So, let's get into 5 key takeaways that will help us create those healthy boundaries. First up, awareness. You gotta know where your time is going, right? Track how much time you spend on different apps and websites. There are tons of apps that can do this for you, kinda ironic, huh? But seriously, seeing the numbers can be eye-opening. It's like looking in a mirror, but instead of reflecting your image, it reflects your digital habits. Once you know where the time is going, you can start making conscious choices about how to spend it. Next, intentionality. Don't just mindlessly scroll. Before you open an app, ask yourself, why am I doing this? What do I hope to get out of it? If you're scrolling just because you're bored or feeling anxious, try something else. Go for a walk, listen to music, read a book. Third, scheduled tech breaks. Think of these as mini vacations from your digital life. Designate specific times during the day where you completely unplug. No phone, no laptop, no tablets. Use this time to connect with loved ones, engage in hobbies, or simply relax and recharge. You'll be amazed at how much more present and focused you feel when you step away from the screens. Fourth, create tech-free zones. This could be your bedroom, the dinner table, or even just a certain hour of the day. Make it clear to yourself, and anyone else living with you, that these spaces are for disconnecting and reconnecting with real life. Imagine enjoying a meal without constantly checking your phone. You might actually savor the taste of the food. And finally, be kind to yourself. Creating new habits takes time and effort. There will be days when you slip up, but don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, this is a journey, not a race. Let me tell you a quick story. My friend Sarah used to be glued to her phone, constantly checking emails, scrolling through social media, playing games. She felt like she was missing out on real life because she was so focused on the digital world. One day, she decided to try a digital detox weekend. No phone, no computer, just good old-fashioned face-to-face time with friends and family, hiking in nature, reading books, the whole shebang. When I saw her after that weekend, she looked different, more relaxed, more present, more energized. She said she finally felt like she had control over her technology instead of the other way around. So, there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you create those healthy boundaries with technology. Remember, awareness, intentionality, scheduled breaks, tech-free zones, and kindness to yourself. It's about finding that balance, using technology to enhance our lives, not control them. Now, go forth and reclaim your time, folks. Take a deep breath, put down your phone for a few minutes, just kidding, maybe seconds. And remember, you're in control. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the word about healthy tech habits together. Until next time, keep those screens at bay and keep living life to the fullest.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.